Miss O, if we want to become a journalist or a news reporter, which subjects should we study in university?
Well, you could study journalism or communication and media studies. I believe these subjects are offered in some of the universities in Hong Kong. A degree in these subjects is often required if you want to work as a journalist.
What other educational qualifications do we need?
You need to be good at languages. Having good language skills is a must because you will need them to interview people and write up your news articles. Also, knowledge of at least one foreign language, especially an international language like English, French or Spanish, is a definite advantage, although it is not a must. But I always advise students to learn a foreign language and learn it well if they want to work in our field.
What should we prepare or expect when working as a journalist?
Well, first of all, you need to prepare for all those long days, late nights and irregular hours. In short, long and irregular hours. No news reporters or journalists work regular hours from 9 to 5. Also, as there are so many things to do in news reporting and so many deadlines to meet, so you should expect to work under high pressure. If you can't handle stress and high pressure, don't even consider working in this field. Apart from that, you need to understand that you don't often work in a nicely decorated, comfortable and air-conditioned room. Quite the opposite. You need to be prepared to work in difficult and unpleasant situations and circumstances, like reporting the search for evidence in a landfill, or going to a crime scene where somebody just got murdered. So you should expect to work in difficult and unpleasant situations and circumstances.
Do new journalists get paid much?
It depends. As a newbie, no, you don't earn much at all. But what you will get is tons of precious experience that money can't buy.
Ms. So, I would like to ask you about working as a producer of a well-known current affairs programme. What criteria do you take into consideration when picking a topic or an issue to examine?
A very good question. There are several criteria we need to consider. Firstly, we usually pick a topic about a recent issue.
Why?
We do that because that's what the public or the viewers will be interested in. Besides choosing a recent issue, we also report on things or investigate issues that most people are concerned about. For example, 2 years ago, there was the food safety scare. So we did an episode on it because many people are concerned about food safety standards. Also, we will pick topics that have some dramatic value.
Dramatic value?
Yes. Again, this is to attract more viewers. But please don't get me wrong. As journalists, we shouldn't dramatise things or an issue. What we are trying to do is to pick an issue or a news story that has some dramatic value. For example, how a drug addict has turned around to become a successful businessman, or how a woman who was once an illiterate could work her way up to become a lawyer. These stories all carry some dramatic value.
I see.
We also examine or investigate issues that have caused controversy.
Controversy? Do you mean something that many people strongly disagree about?
Exactly. A good example is climate change. While many people believe that it is a big problem that needs urgent action, others think that climate change is not a problem at all. In addition to all the criteria I've just mentioned, at times our current affairs programme will disclose important information that is in the public interest.
Disclosing important information that is in the public interest?
Yes. For example, information about politicians and their business involvement with big businesses.
Ms. So, do journalists have some sort of guidelines or code of conduct to follow?
Yes, we do. But the problem is that, in general, there is a lack of clear guidelines in many news media groups or networks.
Ms. So, the Asia-Pacific Network is a not-for-profit organisation. Where does your company get the money to make the programmes and run the organisation?
Well, we do show commercials and advertisements, but selectively. Mostly, we get sponsorship from various organisations and businesses, and donations from the public.
What do businesses or organisations get in return for sponsoring your programmes?
Firstly, we will put their logos on all our promotional materials, like posters, leaflets and web pages. Apart from putting their logos on promotional materials, we also show their company names and logos at least twice during each broadcast.
Does that mean their company names and logos will be shown even in the replay?
Yes, every time we show the programme, the sponsors' names and logos will be shown twice during the programme. Besides that, the sponsors' names will be included in the credits. Lastly, the companies will be invited to all the promotional events of the programme they sponsor.
Does your company get enough sponsorship?
Well, we always want more sponsorship. With more money, we will be able to make better programmes for our audience. At present, we do get a lot of support from businesses and charity organisations because they know that our programmes are of a high quality. That is the end of the listening component of this test. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the written tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. An announcement will be made when time is up.